This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
President Trump has talked about possibly delaying the 2020 census so that a citizenship question would have time to be added to it. This all stems back to the 5-4 ruling from the Supreme Court that came down on Thursday. I had a chance to chat with USA Radio Network's chief legal analyst, Frederick Penny. Now, this went back down to the lower courts, and I asked him if the Trump administration was in some ways trying to circumvent those lower courts and get things all the way up to the Supreme Court off the bat.
I'm not going to say it's a circumvent. It was just a way for them to push it through quicker, and they may have pushed it too quick that kind of tweaked, I'm going to say, some of the justices and trying to force it up to them when really it needs to go through the process of the lower courts first, then the appellate court, then the Supreme Court. And they can push this quickly, the lower courts. We'll be able to review it if they want. It's up to them. But we'll see if they can push it till October.
Penny continues.
During 2000, the year 2000 census, the Clinton administration did not do any raids during the census, so it would not maybe quail or cause people not to want to fill out their census. And the Obama administration, however, did not do that. They continued to hold raids, that is, raids for illegal aliens in the United States during the 2010 census. So those are some interesting facts.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Go to the website. And now, here's your host, Frederick Penny.
Yeah, I guess he's playing my spot from the USA Radio Network. He interviewed me on the census citizenship question and Supreme Court ruling that Todd Kuenin and I are going to talk about today that is very, very interesting. You know what's interesting about that whole thing, Todd? You heard that clip. That was from USA Radio Network, and I think there are somewhere between 300 and 500 stations that I am their chief legal analyst, which they've brought me in to do that, which I love doing. I wish they would have thrown in a plug for Radio Law Talk.
Oh, come on.
Come on. Mention Radio Law Talk. But anyway, long story short, the interview was probably, those of you behind the scenes, I probably talked for 10, 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And the part that was the least, you know, informative about the legal issues and all that stuff is one they use, which is kind of an anecdotal thing that I said, oh, by the way, did you know during the 2000 census that the administration, the Clinton administration, did not do any raids on with ISIS of anyone during the time period that the census was out because they didn't want to quail people from wanting to fill out their census. But Obama, and this is not a political thing, those of you who are Obama followers, Obama didn't. He continued he didn't stop the ISIS from doing any raids during the time period in the 2010 census. So
ICE, not ISIS.
ISIS. Oh, my gosh. Maybe ISIS was doing raids during that time.
I didn't want to say anything. I figured,
you should have. You should have.
We'll get there.
Oh, ICE. I mean, not ISIS. ISIS was probably ISIS doing raids, too. Yeah. I think both were.
What a subcontractor they would be, huh? Come on,
man. Gonna go get you, man.
Oh, anyway, so that was going on this week. There's so much hubbub about that. We're gonna have to talk about it. That's what Todd and I will discuss at the very beginning. We thank Cal Hunter being behind the glass and every Saturday here without fail, taking care of us and making sure this thing runs smooth or semi-smooth, I'm gonna say, because sometimes it's not so smooth. But anyway, Denise Dirks is out today.
Wait a minute. What are you saying?
What
are you saying?
No, I just said semi. So.
Semi's not bad, Cal.
Okay.
Semi's not bad.
I'll take it. That's fine.
And if you want to call in, it's 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We will do the most important thing that everybody wants to do and wants to play, which is case or no case, where Cal Hunter, our illustrious three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, producer will try to stump the two bright lawyers about a case, and either it'll be a fake case or a real case, and then we got to determine whether or not what the outcome was, and then we'll go from there on that. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Do not call someone or at least show up to the courthouse and say you heard it on Radio Law Talk. That is a good thing to use only at the dinner table around Thanksgiving or Hanukkah or Christmas or when the in-laws are in town, but do not use it for any issues around the courthouse. You could probably tell your lawyer, hey, look, you guys aren't as smart as Todd and Fred.
Yeah, when you hear somebody going off at the dinner table and you think, well, where did you get that? What? Come on. And they're always saying, well, they said this and they did a study. Then you can throw Radio Law Talk in as your rebuttal.
That's right.
But, don't go into court and say, well, Todd Tunin said.
You can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. And we're also going to talk about misdemeanor charge for leaving your cat outside in Utah. We're going to talk about that. And we do have Utah affiliates carrying us, and we thank those in Utah that are listening to us. Also, we're going to talk about the Sacramento Kings. One of the NBA executives is finally sentenced for basically stealing money from the team, allegedly, but he admitted it.
No.
I know it's alleged. I say alleged.
He admitted.
Yeah, he admitted it. But anyway, this is very interesting. And why is this interesting? Because my law firm at one time did sponsor the Sacramento Kings NBA team, or at least the pregame show. And I remember seeing this guy all the time. I mean, he came in and kind of, he was never super friendly with me. I mean, I didn't know him that well, but I remember seeing him come in and say hi, and just he just is like a normal dude. You would have never known.
But had a lot of nice beachfront property.
But you know what's interesting about the whole thing, without getting in details? The guy takes the money. I'm stealing money. He invests it super well. Actually, he did well with the investment. So all the money did go back, you know, to the Kings. But it's funny how it's like usually they steal it for what? Cocaine or
gambling
or something. No, he invested and he makes money. So from now on, if anybody wants to steal, give it to me. I'll invest it right for you so you can make some money on that money that you stole.
Did he have to give back the profits?
I can't remember. I'm sure he did. I mean, he's not keeping the profits, or he might have spent the profits.
I don't know that he had seen a profit. I mean, we're going to talk about it when it comes up and when we get you. But I don't know. He bought the property,
right,
and then he got caught. And the government has been in the process now of selling off the property to return it.
Yeah, so, that's right.
No, I thought they did sell it already.
Well, no, they're in the process of doing it. He hadn't. He hadn't done it yet.
Right.
So
right.
I don't think he was in it long enough to see the fruits of his labors.
But I love the quote. I love this quote from him. Well, I was just going to take the profits for myself and put the rest back. Yeah, right. If I got caught.
I was just going to give myself a loan of somebody else's money, and I was going to give it back.
That's interesting, though. We're going to go through how that process worked and how he did it. I'm just sorry. It's a little bit intriguing. We're going to talk about Jesse Smollett. He's back in. What's interesting is we've talked about this prior on Radio Law Talk. They basically, all the media outlets sued to make the government or disclose all the information in the investigation, and some 400-plus pages and, what, 9, 10 video, a bunch of videos.
Yeah.
Everything has now been revealed, and I think they're going to maybe go back and prosecute him because now they've got appointed an independent counsel, and that independent counsel is going to come in, and I think it's probably Mueller.
It's going to be interesting to see, based on this, if any of the actions taken from the time the Fox, the Attorney General said, I'm out, if anything was even legal from that point forward. So we'll see.
I just love this. Mr. Mueller. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the President. We now have another special counsel for you. It's a really big one called Jesse Smollett. You're going to move to Chicago now, and you're going to have a big time investigation. So, anyway, we're going to do a case or no case when we come back. I'm Fred Penny, and I got Todd Cunin next to me. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned because Radio Law Talk is kicking off in earnest right after this. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Hey, welcome to Amargosa Valley, one of our favorite affiliates. We love having you on board. Appreciate you listening to us. One of the original affiliates on KRAC, KRAK, Crack. One of our newer affiliates is WBCF 1240 AM and 97.1 FM. In Florence, Alabama. Thank you for adding our show to your lineup. Cal, let's do a case.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Let's do case or no case.
There we go. I had to get that part in. I've got to pay homage to the Amargosa Valley. And now, here we go. All right.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! Now I know what you mean when you say semi-smooth.
Yes,
okay.
You're semi-smooth.
All right. Here we go.
Today he doesn't even have his mic on.
Wait.
You can turn his mic on.
His mic's on. Wait a minute. Todd, do you have the correct headset on?
Oh, no.
See,
Todd blames Cal, and because he puts the wrong headset
on. You had Chris. They had the
yes.
rarely used Chris Rodriguez headset.
Case or no case.
Yes.
Who goes in here?
Roll.
Here we go. Case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah. Freaking, I'm dealing with idiots.
They are us. A painting by Pablo Picasso, worth $100 million, was sold for just $12,000 by a German Jewish businessman to fund his escape from the Nazis. Laurel Zuckerman said her relative, I believe her great-grandfather, sold the painting to a Paris art dealer in 1938, and the money was used to fund his escape. The former owner, Paul Lefferman's great-grandniece, demanded its return. So she called the museum and said, "Hey, you have my family's painting. I'd like it back, please." They said, "Well, we'll look into it." But the painting was never returned. And so Ms. Zuckerman sought counsel, or Lefferman. I said Zuckerman, I meant Lefferman. Ms. Lefferman sought counsel. By the way, the painting in question, The Actor, by Pablo Picasso. And so we will start off with that and ask the question. Mr. Cunin, we'll start with you because you trail in the points.
Okay.
Case or no case?
All right. Well, yeah, this is interesting. Remember, it was probably about 2 months ago. We did an episode about Bones. Remember that? The TV series Bones?
That's what it looks like. That's the actual picture.
We're looking at that. That'll be an interesting one to tweet out. So after we did that, I actually started watching the series Bones, and this was the topic of one of their episodes.
Is that right?
Yes. That doesn't mean that the way they did it is your case, but this is very familiar. I am going to say that yes, this is a case. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine a scenario where art wasn't taken by somebody. It shows up in a museum, and the rightful owner goes in and says, "Hey, that belongs to me."
Even though I sold it. Now remember, Mr. Zimmerman sold the painting.
So, right. So I'm going to say that this is a case, and I think that the museum will prevail on that basis. I think they're going to be able to show, look, if the person who ostensibly had ownership and control over the item chose to sell it, you might not like it as the heirs or you know, whatever, but it's not yours until he dies. So, yeah, okay. I think it's a case, and I think the museum gets to keep the piece.
You think the museum prevails. All right,
yes.
Mr. Penny, what say you? Is this a case or is it nay a case?
Yes, it is a case, and I'm going to tell you I'm going to go a different route.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I think that what happened in this case, and those of you who want to call in 855-LAW-RADIO, and let me tell you, you don't have to get on the air. You can just tell Cal or you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk because I think this is a good one to talk about. I think the argument is it was sold under duress, under fraud. I think it was a value was higher, and what happens is because of the situation, the duress and the fraud that occurred, he had no choice. And because of that, the painting goes back to the family, and this lady had a great lawyer that said, "Hey, by the way, aren't you related to the guy that had that Picasso at one time?" "Why, yes, let me take that case." Winner, winner, chicken dinner, the lady with the actor Picasso painting hangs in her $120,000 value flat in the kitchen where it gets all kinds of stains and smoke from cooking
spaghetti splattered
on it. The multi-million dollar painting. That's it.
All right, so
I won.
Just give him the points.
I am the winner.
By the way, you have 14 points before we do this case. Todd has 10, pardon me, and Denise has 8.
I had a chance last week to pick up 6 points. What did I do? I managed, 2?
Yeah, it was a tough day.
Yeah.
I can't believe people aren't just blowing our phones up on this great one and just saying, Fred, you did it again. We're so glad you're back.
Now, the first point is, for those of you who think this was a case, that would be both Fred and Todd.
Yep,
and
winner. Yep.
All right, that was a case.
I know.
Now, for those of you who think the plaintiff, the woman, the granddaughter, prevailed, that would be you, Fred. Is that
give it to me?
Have this correct?
Give it to me.
Okay, well,
that doesn't necessarily mean I prevailed. I've been here long enough.
Well, the judge ruled that the painting should stay at the museum rather than be returned to his heirs, and an appeals court upheld. Why did she not get it back? You would ask. Was this not Nazi, really forcing because of the Nazi occupation, forcing the sale? And the judge said, you know, I'd have probably given it to you, but you waited too long. Mm-hmm. The painting was sold in 1938. You're in your mid-30s now. Lefferman's ownership was not even acknowledged until 2011 because of incorrect cataloging. So she said she had an excuse. But the judge said, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think if it came like in the 40s or 50s or 60s or something, they might have got it.
Another relative jumped in. But that, as they say, ladies and gentlemen, is 1 point for Fred and 2 points for Todd.
Wow.
That is a good case of okay, Stal.
Thank you.
I'd say that would be in the top 100. It would
be in the top 60 or 70.
Yeah, that's a good case for okay. Well, thank you for that. Those of you who like playing along, who I can't believe you guys didn't jump on that. Those of you who hear us sometimes tape delay, which is a few stations, you can email us later on if you want. So we're going to be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about the census and citizenship.
This is Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Utah college student missing 11 days was abducted and killed, and her remains burned in the yard of a man now facing aggravated murder and other charges. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown said Ayula Ajay will be charged with aggravated murder, kidnapping, obstruction of justice, and desecration of the body of 23-year-old Mackenzie Luck. He was arrested without incident by a SWAT team. Ajay, age 31, is an information technology worker who attended college on and off but never earned a degree and was briefly in the Air Army National Guard. Ivana Trump has announced that she split with her former husband and longtime companion Rossano Rubicani after years of dating since their divorce in 2009. The separation was amicable and Ivana and Rossano remain friendly but are no longer romantically involved. Ivanka Trump is the former wife of United States President Donald Trump and is the mother of his three children, Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Is this real life?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So Congress is empowered by the Constitution to carry out a census in such a manner, Todd's single and looking for a girl, and as they shall direct under the law, under Article 1, Section 2. So remember, we're talking about the census, Todd's looking for a girl.
No, I'm not looking for anybody. Wait.
The majority of the Supreme Court is talking about this. So we've got to get into the history, first of all. Did you know it was 1950 was the last time they put any citizenship question on the census, Todd's still looking for a girl. And the reason is because a lot of the questions they asked had nothing, didn't say, are you a citizen, but it would say, what origin are you from? And so that was the kind of the history, cute one rather than not. But, the important thing is remember the Census Act of, I'm giving you some history. Now listen, everybody.
These subliminal messages are brought to you.
I'm trying to get the subliminal messages in there, but it's not working.
Preferably a fellow cat lover. Go ahead.
You know how you do that really fast talk, cow? You know, at the very end of something. We'll have to do that. Will you make that up? But we'll make it up during the break
we'll
or something.
We'll try to make up that, yeah.
Fast, I talk you into single looking for a woman. Oh my gosh, no wonder people turn this show off. Okay, listen, this is important. Okay.
Yes, it is.
As of 2020, did you know 2020, which is April of 2020, is when the census is coming out and when you're going to fill it out, you can actually respond online for the first time. Did you know that?
Wow.
Online response. Now, here's some history for you. This is what people don't understand. And I'm all these pundits on TV and on the radio, they need to call me. So here's why. What they don't get is the Trump administration said this has to be done by July 1st. Everyone's saying, this is a home run. We won. It's done. Administration put down that July 1st is the deadline because they have to print out the census. They can actually push it to October of 2019 until they really have to print it out. That is about the drop dead date is on October. So July, August, September, October. They have 4 more months for it to go through the courts to determine whether or not they can put on the question about citizenship on the census. And what they're deciding, the court has to decide is this for a legitimate reason? Because generally speaking, the president has the right to do that. If it's not for some sort of racially charged reason or something that violates the Constitution, which there's arguments that it may. There are arguments that it may.
Doesn't it really come down to which specious argument do you agree with? Because the people who oppose say, well, people aren't going to fill out their census forms. Well, sure they do. They just fill out the census form and say, no, I'm not a citizen. There are many people who are in this country legally who are not citizens. How would that stop them from filling out the
form?
Well,
I'm going to throw the other side against you there, Cal. So you ask yourself, you have to put yourself in a migrant worker, just put yourself in this person. Everybody sit back and listen.
Sure.
Oh, this is important.
Put
your thumbs on your index fingers, lean back, and put your head back.
And now it's time for Let's Hear What It's Really All About by Fred Penny.
So the census guy comes around, and you're here not legally, but you're here helping, working in the fields. And again, I'm not politically saying one side or the other. And you're a great person, and you're a wonderful family, and you're making decent money, and say you're picking fruit, and you're helping the farmer out. And you've never had any issues with, the law. And all of a sudden they say, will you fill the census form out and put down whether or not you're a citizen? Cal, let's be realistic. How many of them are going to raise their hand and say, yep, I'm filling that baby out?
How many are going to fill it out anyway? That's my point. You can't statistically prove that fewer people would fill it out if that checkbox was there. And by the way, they could put a third box that says, prefer not to state.
Yes. No, that would be a good idea, too. That's a good idea, Cal. Yeah. Cal just came up with the answer.
I just solved the problem.
I just solved the problem.
Yeah.
President Trump, there it is. Just add that in. Cal Hunter. That is actually a great idea.
I would think so.
I would say, I'm not responding.
Just historically?
Yeah.
Historically. There have been 23 of these type of censuses taken from 1790 to up until the most recent in 2010. 23 of them in the history of our country. And up until, I believe, or between 1820 and 1950, and there was always a question that asked, in some sense, in some way, about your citizenship. It didn't stop until
origin?
Then.
Well, some of them said, what is your origin?
Yes, and so like the that. Idea that this has never been asked or it's egregious, well, why was it asked for nearly 150 years prior to now? But, we get to the issue where it wasn't asked for a while, and now they want to ask it again.
My wife was a former, she's a census worker. She's worked on two of these. And she said the bigger problem you have is there are many people who simply do not want to fill out the form. Doesn't matter.
Right.
People that have been in this country their whole life, multi-generational people, I don't want the government knowing about me, and if I have a flush toilet, I mean, they just don't want to fill out the form.
Well, I think it's going to come down to, if it wasn't Trump, if it was someone else, they probably wouldn't have said anything about it. But here's what's interesting, and I'll get to that, Todd.
Sure.
So the ruling that's interesting about this issue is, did you know that by a 5-4 majority, don't forget, there was it was 9-0 to send it back to the lower court. So everyone's like, oh, it was a majority. No, the majority was just to send it back to the lower courts, which even I agree with, it went too fast. The lower courts are the courts that have to do the fact-finding. The Supreme Court's not a fact, doesn't do that. So that's what was a 9-0, but it was 5-4 split in Trump's favor, saying, quote, the majority of the Supreme Court held under a 5-4 that the executive branch has, quote, broad authority to decide what goes into the census. And so people don't realize, what's going to happen now is Trump has to decide two things. Number one, do we push it off till October and try to push it through? There's two cases, Maryland and New York, that have brought lawsuits to not put this citizenship question on the census. Right now, as it stands, the Maryland judge says he's going to push it quickly through, so that might be taken care of quickly. And so we'll have to see, you know, what's going on. Now, is it going to be more difficult to put it on? Yes. I mean, this is clearly, you know, more difficult for the Trump administration to get this on. And we're, you know, you have a comment before I get into what the justices says, why they didn't like the way that this came down with the Trump administration.
Well, the one thing that I had just to answer Cal's statement that, you know, some people just aren't going to fill it out. They don't want to fill out at all. And I think, I mean, the fact that we have something that only comes along every 10 years. So if you were 10 years old when the last one came around, you're 20 now, and the next time it comes around, you're going to be 30. It's not something that people are presented with on a semi-frequent basis, like an election or something like that.
Or taxes.
Or taxes. And it's easy for folks to not understand why it is we do this and how these figures are used, what programs are funded by this, how the Electoral College is affected, how all sorts of things. And if you don't understand this, it's very easy to take a micro focus on it and say, well, this is just about somebody wanting to know who's here legally or not because they're going to round them all up and send them back. And that, quite frankly, is a very minor issue. But I'm not going to overlook the fact that, as Fred said, the average person looking at it is going to say, do I trust the government to simply use this for a census? I'll give you a classic example of lack of trust. And this goes to baseball and Barry Bonds. They did the testing for baseball. They came in. Everybody said, no, we're not using this for anything but baseball. And then the IRS came in and subpoenaed the records that were all supposed to be anonymous. And now you got people being prosecuted for
it.
They don't trust the government. Our Constitution arguably is founded upon the principle that you can't always trust the government. So I kind of understand where they're coming from.
I still think it's key when you make an argument before the Supreme Court and said we know that fewer people will fill this out, that you'd better be able to establish that rather than just express an opinion. And they have. I don't think there's ever been a survey or a study or anything else.
But I think the issue is, and we're going to get into this when we come back from the break, is how this was done. They came forth. They, you know, the reason that they did this, according to the Trump administration, is basically to make sure that everybody is equally represented, including those Hispanics or the minorities. Which, even Roberts, the conservative guy, is going, wait a minute here. What's the real reason? All they, you know, Roberts is basically saying, just let's lay the real reason out. And that's what the court wants. And Maryland, and I'm going to, back for the break, I'm going to talk about what the Maryland courts are seeing and what they're going to discuss in New York courts and how this applies to this citizenship question on the census. Because this is really intriguing. Even though, I tell you, in 10 years from now, the next census, nobody's going to care what's going on. But I still think, and I'm just telling you, people are going to see that, whether you're Democrat, Republican, middle, they're going to go, I'm not going to answer that. And how are they going to find them? You didn't fill your census out. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little more about the census. If you want to call us, 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
This is Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Boys are weird.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Todd, during the break we were talking about this. We didn't stop talking about the census thing. You had some interesting points to bring up.
Well, you know, there's a tone anytime the Supreme Court issues a decision. And sometimes it doesn't come out in the actual language, but you kind of get a feeling that what's the court really saying here? And when the Supreme Court in this decision said and talked about how the executive agency, the Department of Congress, has great latitude in deciding what does or does not go on a census. And when they make a statement here by, this is a direct quote from the opinion, when the court says, quote, "A court may not reject an agency's stated reasons for acting, i.e., adding a question onto the census, simply because the agency might also have had other unstated reasons, and a court may not set aside an agency's policy-making decision solely because it might have been influenced by political considerations or prompted by an administration's priorities." And, you know, when they make a statement like that, I see, in essence, the court saying to the Trump administration and to the Department of Commerce, you guys probably could have added this question. because you have great latitude. But you went to such lengths to try to cover up or obscure what you were really thinking, that in and of itself is what created the suspicion. And now we have to get it sorted out. If you just said, this is what we want to do, then it would have been fine. It's interesting to note that when it was still in the lower court level, normally the lower judge makes a decision based upon the administrative record. But in certain circumstances, the court can allow what's called extra discovery, and the court did. And one of those extra discovery pieces was a subpoena to Secretary Ross, who oversees the Department of Commerce, for him to be deposed, to basically come in and, I want to hear from your mouth, explain why this happened. Well, that deposition was stayed. And so now, when it gets sent back down, arguably that deposition is going to have to occur so that we can figure out, and the court can figure out what he was thinking, as opposed to trying to divine it from the record in the case. And if they come up with a legitimate reason, arguably the census question is going to be okay. The problem is they're up against time.
Yeah, that's when you talk about all that.
Yeah.
The timing even through October is going to be difficult because, by the way, one of the reasons, and I've seen a lot of conservative pundits out there just rip on Roberts, who's a conservative justice. I'm saying, you know what? And by the way, I've met him personally. He's a very nice guy. He basically said there's no good reason to add this right now. Don't forget, the Trump administration says we're doing it to enforce the Voting Rights Act, which is to make sure there's no minorities that are kind of left out. And Roberts says, that's not right. We don't know that. That doesn't sound right. And you have all these ancillary and backdoor stuff that you're trying to get it in that we have to investigate. And that's why it needs to go down to the lower court. In fact, he said, quote, Roberts said that they may, that is the Trump administration and the Commerce Department, may have a constitutional and legal right to add the question.
Yeah. The problem that they had was that the factual record was not squaring up and matching with the documentary record. So to the extent they were saying, look, this needs to be added so the Department of Justice can enforce the VR, the Voting Rights Act. Well, the problem was when you look at the record and all the emails and stuff sent back and forth, adding this question was on the radar of the Department of Commerce before the Department of Justice even raised the issue. And in fact, the DOJ only raised the issue because the Department of Commerce went to them and said, hey, you think this might be good for you? And so, you know, it's just the information they provided was not matching the explanations that were provided,
right,
which created the confusion, and they have to get that figured out.
Right, and that's why people are like, oh, they lost. No, it's actually just saying, we're gonna run this through the normal process. Now, the question is, Todd, did they kind of play their hand and sour the, was there a couple of sour apples in the big apple pen right now? You know, having done this, the justices are now kind of turning their head going, yeah, you know, what's the real reason? Because the issue is, does this violate, this putting whether or not you're a citizen on the census, violate the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment? If it does, then it's out.
Well, I think the biggest issue here is going to be whatever justification is provided, somebody's going to look at it and say, okay, let's assume that is the correct justification. Why is it that you told us something different the first time?
Right.
How come it's different here? And somebody's going to have to do that. But I want to be clear, and the court was clear, after they said we're going to remand this down so that this can be decided in the lower court, the last thing they said before they said it is so ordered is, we do not hold that the agency decision here was substantively invalid. But agencies must pursue their goals reasonably. Reasoned decision-making under the Administrative Procedure Act calls for an explanation for agency action. What was provided here was more of a distraction. So there may very well be a justification. They just have an issue. Ultimately, they never got to the question about whether or not it was an appropriate question. They talked about procedure.
Right. Here's the interesting thing. I want you to go back. Here's the simple way to put it after we've gone through all these legal analysis. Remember back when you were a little kid? And my dad was very, he believed in corporal punishment. I'm sorry, but that's the way I grew up. We had the stick. Freddy, what? What? Did you use the coloring crayon and color on mom's wall? WAP! Son, if you would have told me you did it, I wouldn't have swatted you. So that, I kind of see that as a simple way of saying, you know what, just tell us the reason and just lay it out and make it simple, and then we'll tell you whether or not it's an equal protection clause issue. But here's the other thing I want to point out before I get to you, Cal, is the important thing is it's still really, even if they laid it out right, I still think the court would have said, you got to send it back down, and we've got to go through the process.
Well, I think they're trying to find a way to say what's wrong with the truth and what's wrong with procedure. How about you tell us the truth, and how about you follow typical procedure?
Well, I don't necessarily going to call it truth or lying, and people go, oh, you're a Trump guy.
I'm saying if you change your story, then you obviously got some, you're not confident in your reasons.
Or you're picking the wrong, which reason are you going to use to use this? What's the real reason? I mean, you can't just pick one. And government does that all the time, by the way. It's not the first time.
True. You know, the thing I like about this decision really has nothing to do with the merits of the decision itself. And the thing I like about all the decisions that came down from the Supreme Court, even the ones that I may not agree with, is that it's an example of the fact that the justices are making decisions based upon their interpretation of the law and the reasoned arguments of the law, whether I agree with them or not, and they are not making decisions based upon the political persuasion of the president that appointed them. And all of these arguments that you hear from people during the confirmation process about, oh my gosh, this law is going to be overturned, that's going to be overturned, it's going to be shaped, the whole country is going to be conservative, the whole country is going to be liberal. It just doesn't shake out that way. When they get on the court, they make their decision based upon how they perceive it. There have been plenty of decisions that have gone against Trump by the two people he has appointed, and I like that. You can't buy the justices.
Yeah, what's interesting too about it, we're going to go to a break here in a minute, end our wonderful first hour with Todd, Cal, and I, the Three Musketeers. You know, what's important is this is not going to end.
No.
We're going to talk about this until October. I think the Trump administration's going to put off printing it out until October to decide how or what they want to do, see if the courts move a little bit quicker. As weird as this sounds, I know this is bizarre. Not bizarre, but it's a little. You know what I say? Who cares? I know that sounds weird. Oh, my gosh. I don't think it's going to be end. It's not going to end the world if the words, are you a citizen or not, on the census is going to ruin this country one way or the other.
It's just for genealogical and historical research that information becomes valuable 2, 3, 4, 5 generations down the road.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter today.
But it hasn't been on since 1950. There's been no issues. So I just don't see it as it's so blown out of proportion because it's the Trump administration. This would have been just a normal review. Yes, no. I just think it's just not worth fighting over. Let's get the economy going and help people out in this world, and that's my soapbox for this hour. Well, thanks for this hour hanging out with Todd and I and Cal. We will see you next time, or go to Radio Law Talk.
Remember, all of our shows are posted on RadioLawTalk.com. You can go and podcast them anytime.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.